he'd send me to the Onyx City at the edge of our island to eradicate a mite infestation, were pure fun and adventure. I'd dispersed of the dozen parasitic creatures before they could nest or threaten too many lives. Other times, like when he sent me to Sand Swallow, an impoverished village on our island, to help jumpstart its harvest, were heart-wrenching. But this mission, can I do this? I tip my chin up. I will marry the princes of the All Plain.
Your marriage will bring peace to the two realms.
He shifts his massive form on his throne. The obsidian chair is smooth and polished, with intricately carved constellations decorated into the rock. It has served as the shattered Isle King's throne for ages, with each ruler adding their own set of stars to it when they ascend the throne.
Our two kingdoms will no longer know the centuries-long war that has cost both realms buckets of blood.
I nod.
You will serve the princes in any way they desire.
His eyebrows raise as he looks down at me. Yes, father, I say from where I kneel on the stone floor before the dais on which he sits.
Whatever they want, he continues. We have been enemies for longer than this world can remember. Their ancestors are the reason our isle is shattered. The Great War broke our land, separated us from them, sweeping in that black ocean to keep us contained. Their thirst for blood is the reason I keep our people under such control, to protect them.
Anger colors his tone, and his massive fist tightens on his golden scepter. I bite my tongue, knowing exactly what kind of punishment I'll receive if I speak up for our people again. Speak out against Father's restrictive curfews, the taxes he collects to fund his armies that leave the people starving, the fear of young males being ripped from their families to join an army before they're big enough to hold a sword. My people deserve better, and if completing this mission will loosen Father's grip on them, then I will do it.
The orders they deliver may differ vastly from that of our traditions,
he continues. I swallow hard, the only show of nerves I'll allow. The All Plain bred warriors of the most lethal kind, brutish and brash. Our shattered Isle warriors are known for cunning and stealth, but are no less deadly than the All Plain warriors who deign themselves saviors of the realms. They rule with endless armies, and wipe out anyone they deem too different from their own kind. Like us, shattered islers who draw strength from the stars and the moon and the raging black sea. The All Plain draws their power from the sun and warmth and solid earth. We couldn't be more different. What will the All Plain princess ask me to do? As their wife, I'll be expected to accommodate any and all desires, but I'd be lying if I said I'm not a little concerned with what they might demand of me. I'll make them happy. For my people, I'll do anything to help them, save them.
You'll have to do more than that,
he says. I'll make them love me. I recite the plan we've gone over for weeks, months, years.
Their love for you must grow wider and deeper than our beloved sea.
He rises from his throne, stepping down the stone stairs to meet me. I rise at his motion, tipping my head up to look at him.
For our people, for the fate of the worlds,
he says, two fingers under my chin.
You must make them believe you are everything they have ever searched for.
Yes, father.
Love is like a blade winking in the moonlight. It blinds before it kills.
I nod. He'd raised an assassin princess. Strong, cunning, deadly. All wrapped in a pretty package no one would ever suspect.
I won't ask you if you can do this,
he continues, dropping his hand from my chin.
I know you can. Because I know you understand the alternative if you fail.
He glances to his most trusted second in command, General Payne, who delights in torture and blood. The garish creature grins at me.